We are going to interrupt our regular scheduled programming. I don't know how regular it is to the unconventional, but I have a new project and I'm really excited about it. And I just wanted to tell my UL fam what in the world is going on with my new show. You ready? Called Happy Brain. Yes, you heard that right. Happy Brain. I'm going to play a small clip for you in just a second of this new show, but I just wanted to tell my family what's going on because you probably see me posting a lot about it on social media and you're like, what in the world? Is unconventional leaders going anywhere? Nah. If anything else, I feel like I've just had so much more clarity and expansion over the past few months as I have locked arms with one of my favorite people in the world, Greg Clunas from Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. I don't know if you've ever heard that podcast before, but it's stinking amazing. And Greg is even cooler of a human being. And his show, Tiny Leaps, has just been insanely successful over the past several years. And he's been a mentor of mine, a friend of mine, and has taught me so much about the podcasting space, encouraged me personally when things were really hard and difficult. And as his show has expanded, he's decided to build out a network of shows underneath the Tiny Leaps brand. And when he asked me, like, hey, do you want to host a show? I was like, absolutely. And that's where Happy Brain comes from. Okay. So this is what's going on. We're keeping up with the normal Unconventional Leaders podcast. I love this community. I love this brand. It's near and dear to my heart. And I will also be hosting Happy Brain, which is a part of the Tiny Leaps network. Now, what is Happy Brain? What, Heather? What are you talking about? Y'all know the mental health conversation is one that's super important to me for many reasons. And you also know that I'm super quirky and I'm really weird. So we crafted a show about mental health, but on the flip side of mental health, not looking at diagnosis and sickness and some of the struggles that sometimes we normally think of when we think of mental health, but looking at the actual health piece to that. So in the show, we'll be exploring conversations about play and fun and creativity and what our brains are actually capable of and exploring some really interesting practices that people have to stay mentally healthy. Let me give you an example. We released an episode today about the 6-second kiss. Yes, you heard that right. We'll look at laughter, yoga, meditation, naps, and how people actually use things like overwhelm and anxiety to become funnier. To give you a little taste, I'm going to play a small clip for you now that gives a little bit of background for what the show's about, just to see what you think. I had this professor in graduate school. Let's call him Dr. B. He had been a doctor in the field of psychology, I believe longer than I had even been alive, and he took his work incredibly seriously. And I remember feeling super insecure around him when we first met, and not for any good reason other than he wore like these 3-piece suits to school, and I literally sported awkward graphic t-shirts that I got from Goodwill. Case in point, one of my favorite ones is this shirt with a coffee pot on it. It says pothead. I think it's funny. But anyway, there was something about him that I really liked. He was classy and was from the same generation as my grandparents. Just had this super cool vibe about him. His research focused on positive psychology and prevention. And I'll never forget the very first time I met in his office about a research project that he was overseeing, he said to me sternly and with great conviction, "If you care at all about mental health, you will be actively invested in prevention and you will be an advocate for mental well-being." All right, y'all. Again, I just wanted to share this with you because you're part of my family, my tribe, my community. I love you guys. If this is something that's interesting to you, I'd love for you to go ahead and subscribe to us over there on Happy Brain. It is linked in the show notes here. You'll probably hear me reference it once in a while here on Unconventional Leaders, but I just wanted to give you some insight of what's going on. Again, we're not going anywhere with Unconventional Leaders, but I feel like this conversation, this show, just falls perfectly in line with what we're trying to create here, which is fanning the flame of outside-the-box thinkers and leaders to do what they were created to do, and making sure you're mentally strong, your brain is happy, is a huge, huge piece to that. So big thank you to my awesome, incredible friend, Greg Clunas. Again, make sure you check out his show, Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, and man, this network that he's building is going to be stinking amazing, and I'm super honored to be a part of it with Happy Brain.